I'm funny how? I mean funny, like I'm a clown, I amuse you? I make you laugh, I'm here to fucking amuse you? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Yeah, but tell me, so what's the charge?
Possession of a concealed weapon, disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace? I got thrown out of a window! What's the fucking charge for getting pushed out of a moving car, huh? Jaywalking?
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
E.T. Home phone.
Warn them we'll return fire.
Transmitting. They bombed another spread of phaser and photon. Oh, shit.
Oh, he threw up! He fucking threw up!
Puked on my dick!
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me!
Hello again! Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie, weekly podcast for all your gurky geeds, gurky garbage, and kitschy comedy. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Curry.
That's just a new, catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
So,
cool.
That was a pretty bad catchphrase, Taylor.
It was.
It's almost as bad as Bazinga.
Almost.
I'm already sick of that intro.
You're the new Sheldon Cooper.
Why? Because you're throwing up on it every time?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What a great time.
Well,
that
we
was.
Got two more times to listen to that intro, so.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Everybody have a fun week?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, it was okay. I grilled.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Cold out. Steak. Ribeye.
That's no excuse to not grill, Taylor.
I suppose.
It's nice out.
When'd you grill today?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It was pretty warm today, from what I heard. I haven't been outside.
It was nice.
Hooped like 40 up all day.
I would have rather grilled than went to my mom's house to eat tonight.
Aw.
Yeah.
She made chicken a la king, which is basically just frozen vegetables and gravy and chicken and stuff.
You know I'm a sucker for pinball, right, Cole?
Yeah.
So Kirkwood Mall now has, I would consider it a baby arcade.
All right.
So right next door to Shields, or the main entrance to the mall.
Okay, I've seen it.
Have you seen the new area, though?
No.
They expanded. They've got two pinball machines. They've got Aerosmith as well as Star Wars.
Which one's better?
Star Wars.
Well,
I would say just because I'm a bigger fan of Star Wars, but I'm sure people that are fans. Although I will say the pinball machine, the Aerosmith one, does have this cool feature where you get this ball locked in this area, and then it launches the ball from like 6 inches away into this toy box, like shoots it in the box every single time.
See, I don't care about what
that's cool.
What the game is about, it's how good is the game to play. Like the Walking Dead pinball game, I don't like it. It's not fun.
No, not really.
I never was a fan of Star Trek, but the old Star Trek: The Next Generation pinball machine is one of the best ever.
Super fun,
it's got one. You can shoot the balls like across the entire table, and it's pretty awesome.
Love it. So anyway, it's a little pricey to play. It's a dollar a play, which is pretty standard, I think, for pinball these days. But
yeah,
have you been to Space Aliens here lately?
No,
and played games there. Well,
I don't go to Space Aliens anymore.
Okay, well, no. they converted from tokens to this card system.
Okay,
where you swipe you put a balance on the card and you swipe the card at the machine. Right.
Okay.
Instead of putting dollars in.
Yeah,
tokens.
I get it.
Okay, gotcha. But it also holds your ticket amount too. So not only does it hold your tokens, it holds your tickets. So I go to the Shields area, and they have that same thing. And I'm like, this is kind of weird. You know, this is the same type of layout. And then you're collecting tickets. And they got a bunch of ticket machines there, too, now, where you can win tickets.
Weird.
And then around the corner, they've got this machine that dispenses prizes. Hmm. Yeah, so if you want to have a good time.
That's true. Space Aliens, man. I don't know how many times out of the last 5-10 times I've been there. I don't know how bad their food has been, but I'm done. I'm not going back. I haven't been there for over 2 years, I don't think.
I called ahead
to pick up a pizza to go. They go, okay, it should be done in 10-15 minutes. I'm like, it's Space Aliens. It's going to take 20 minutes to half an hour. So I waited. I get up there about 25 minutes later, and I go, yeah, I'm here for my pizza. I'm here to pick up this pizza. Oh, well, we haven't actually started it yet.
What?
I was like, you haven't started it yet? They go, yeah, do you still want it? I was like, No, I'm hungry right now. Not like fucking 15 minutes from now. I'll go across the street to like fucking, I think they had a Quiznos there at the time.
How about Little Caesars?
Fuck Little Caesars.
Well, I don't know if you're in the mood for pizza. That's
no, man.
That's terrible.
They're just bad.
Maybe we'll go there this week and do a food review just to give them another chance.
See if they're okay after 2 years.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure, why not? I'm hungry right now.
You're hungry, right? I am too.
The Comican Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole. Hey, if you're hungry and I'm hungry, why don't we just stop this shit and go get some fucking food to eat?
Taylor, you got this covered?
Yeah. Okay. I got this. Got it.
Should we get the allegations out of the way?
Nah. I don't even want to do it.
But oh, here we go again.
All right, go ahead.
All right, DC Comics editor Eddie Braganza suspended after three women accuse him of sexual assault.
Assault.
Several different women accused Roy Moore, GOP nominee in Alabama for U.S. Senate. I'm going through these, so bear with me. George Takei took to Twitter on Saturday to deny groping a male model in 1981. Richard Dreyfuss said he never exposed himself to a female. Anthony Edwards from ER accused director Gary Goddard of molesting him when he was 12 years old.
Who's Gary Goddard?
I've heard that name before. I don't
know. Didn't we look him up last night?
Or last week?
Not last week.
No, whatever.
A freelance writer has accused Rolling Stone publisher John Wenner of sexual harassment, saying Wenner offered a writing contract to the man, I think it was a woman, if he spent the night at the publisher's Manhattan townhouse. Big deal. Actor Jeremy Piven says that accusations against him are absolutely false and completely fabricated. BBC says it's pulling a new Agatha Christie adaptation from its television schedule because sexual assault allegations against actor Ed Westwick. Olympic jizz. Oh, my God.
Jizznest.
It just goes on and on. Charlie Sheen accused of raping Corey Haim at age 13.
Charlie Sheen?
Well, now the guy that's accusing Charlie Sheen of that is also being accused of raping Corey Haim, so you don't know.
Holy shit. Jenny McCarthy said...
So wait. So this guy's like, wait. Not only did I rape Corey Haim, so did that guy. Is that what's going? Jesus.
Well, first he accused Charlie Sheen, and then Corey Haim's mom is like, no, he didn't do it. And she goes, but somebody else did. And then a little bit later, it came out that the guy who accused Charlie Sheen was possibly the guy. I don't know.
What the fuck?
Weird.
Jenny McCarthy said Steven Seagal sexually harassed her during an audition in 95.
A lot of people said Steven Seagal did shit.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and Louis C.K. He's another one. Five women accused him of sexual misconduct.
Well, I think we discussed this. Sexual misconduct, while terrible, is better than sexual assault. So if you would just take your dick out, start playing with it, you know, in front of people.
Right, yeah. So he's all masturbating in front of women.
And you know, I was reading.
Did you read about that, Cole?
Yes.
Which I thought was weird because it said something about how he abused his power. And, like, this happened in the 90s. And it didn't really seem like Louis C.K. was that prevalent then. But maybe he was.
Yeah, I don't know. He did have an HBO series.
Oh, I suppose he did.
But that could have been early 2000s. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. It just seemed like strange. The time frame, you know, for him to say he was abusing power was like, oh, I just didn't think he was relevant then. But
you guys can't pick and choose which people you like and then stick up for him.
I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, when you said that he abused his power, okay. I was like, oh, I didn't realize he was prevalent then. But
plus, I mean, like, is it black and white? I mean, some people raped women,
yeah,
or took advantage of them,
right?
Either way, you're being a scummy.
Oh, well, yeah, it's still very scummy. Very scummy.
Right. Well,
here, let me take a clip from his show, Louie, and take it out of context for humor.
Let's bring in our next guest, comedian Louis C.K., whom some might describe as an aficionado of masturbation, a man who is well known for being a prolific masturbator, who even brags about it. Is that fair to say, Louis?
Yeah, that's fair.
In fact, you're the only person we could find who would come here to defend masturbation.
Well, I like it. It's easy and it's fun and nobody gets hurt.
How can you tell people not to masturbate? I mean, nobody can not do it. Since there's been people, all of them, every single person ever has masturbated. Napoleon masturbated. Gandhi, Joan Jett, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, definitely.
It's like telling people not to breathe. It's not fair.
Right?
Just don't do it in front of people, I guess, Louis. That's the only you can do it in the privacy of your own bathroom.
Yeah, like how is that a thing? Like how does that get you off? Like, can I pull out my dick?
I'd feel
What? You want to pull out your dick? Yeah, I'm just gonna pull it out quick. Oh, it's already out. And then just starts kind of beating off.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's whatever you're into, you know.
People and then must he be ejaculates on his stomach.
That's the story?
Yeah, that's one of the stories. It's hilarious. He came out his stomach, and then two of the girls just kind of ran out of the room. They were both comedians. I don't know.
They didn't find the humor in it, though.
Maybe not. Weird. What else you got for news? Sorry, Cole.
Well, let's just keep rolling with the sexual.
Let's go.
Stuff. We're both big fans of the House of Cards.
Love it. Great show.
And apparently they're moving forward with it, even without Frank Underwood. I thought they were going to scrap the whole thing, but it sounds like they want to move forward. So,
well, is there enough characters, enough side characters in there where
there is?
Yeah, but
so
it's
you could always make an interesting story on them bringing another scumbag.
They
up
could,
to power.
But like, are they gonna? They're gonna have to kill him off.
Yeah,
off and screen I guess, somehow.
And I didn't realize that it was a remake. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess.
It was another I don't know if it was BBC or whatever English show, and
apparently
I think it was only a 3-hour miniseries,
something like that. Yeah,
maybe six, but yeah,
I don't know how they move forward with it, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it.
All right, so Disney was trying to hide a life-size Millennium Falcon behind a bunch of shipping containers. It was like they built like a life-size Millennium Falcon. It was just outside of London. They were trying to hide it behind like 7 shipping containers. They just like parked them around the Millennium Falcon. I don't know if they were like shooting in London and they were like doing scenes in it or whatnot.
Okay.
But the satellites from Google Map passed over and took pictures of it.
What?
So you could see the top of it from the top down. So it's like, yeah, that big effort of parking shit around it, maybe also put a tarp over the top of it.
Maybe.
That's weird about like movies because they built one for, what was the last one? Not the last Star Wars one, but the Episode 7.
Force Awakens?
Yeah, they built a Millennium Falcon for that. That's what crushed Harrison Ford's leg.
Yeah, it was basically the door in it, I believe. Like,
so they actually built this, and I think tore it down, threw it for scrap, you know? So they built another one for this movie.
Well, what happened? Oh, we're not going to use this again.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't really put it in a garage. It's bigger than 7 storage containers, like shipping containers.
It's huge. It's huge.
Like, you can't just throw it in
some garage.
I didn't
know they were going to build another one, though. That's crazy.
My story left.
All right.
There it is. Hasbro wants to buy Mattel.
Okay.
Would that create a monopoly?
I see what you did there.
No, like for serious though.
Oh, we thought you were doing
no,
because
Parker Brothers owns Monopoly.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm just looking forward to the movies that we might be able to get, like Scrabble,
ooh,
and Boggle.
Ooh, Boggle the movie.
Yeah,
I'd watch.
I mean,
that.
We saw Battleship, and that was fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, that was great.
What I'm wondering is if they would bring back the decent DC Comics toys.
Maybe.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Right.
Like, then they would own, like, Masters of the Universe. They would own the WWE shit, I think. Or do they already? Hasbro already owns that, or is Mattel?
That's a great question.
I think Mattel owns the WWE. No, they don't. They don't.
We'll find out.
But the Fighter 3-pack for Injustice 2 comes out in December. The new characters are going to be Enchantress, the Atom, and the third one is going to be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, all four?
All four.
That's pretty and cool.
Apparently, I seen a video of it. The people who were there when they announced that flipped the fuck out. They're like, oh, yeah, Enchantress, that's cool, that's cool. Right. And then they're like, the Atom, yeah, that's cool, that's cool. And then they're like, what the fuck? It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, my God, I'm losing my shit. I like everyone's like jumped up in the air and they got their hands in the air. Like they just didn't care and shit. It's all fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was Mattel. Okay. For the WWE characters.
So, yeah, they want to buy that. And, you know, then they'd have the rights to a bunch more shit in the shops. So,
All right. I saw a poll, speaking of...
I'll bet you saw a poll, speaking of sexual harassment. Poll.
I saw a poll about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And it was kind of interesting to see who the favorite was.
Okay.
And I don't know what poll, the amount of people that were polled, but... Who's number one, do you think?
What was the age of the people they pulled? Because if it's
younger, it didn't say.
If it's younger kids, it would be Michelangelo. If it's the average fan, it would be Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wrong.
Oh,
who was it?
Like I said, I don't know how legit this poll was, but it was 25, 25, 27, 22. Does that sound right?
Okay.
23, maybe.
Michelangelo. Oh, yeah, 23. Michelangelo was, like, just above everybody else. But everybody... It's pretty much a straight tie across the whole board.
That's so weird.
I don't know. That's the poll I saw.
I guess.
It could be totally unofficial. It could be something they saw and just fucked off with. I don't know.
If you're going to be a Ninja Turtle, Taylor, which one would you be?
Michelangelo.
Really? Paul?
I'd probably want to be the Raphael or Leonardo.
Yeah.
Probably Raphael.
I'm Raph.
He gets to hang out with a buddy who's not a fucking turtle. He gets to hang out with Casey Jones. The rest of them are all just like, hey, we always hang out together all the time.
True.
We suck.
Comic book, somewhat movie news. Stan Lee teased there will be possibly a Black Widow movie.
With Scarlet?
Yeah, of course. writer Brian Bendis is leaving Marvel Entertainment and coming over to DC Comics. He was writing Avengers, New Avengers, House of M, Powers, Daredevil, Alias. A lot of good stuff over at Marvel. So kind of good things for DC Comics, I guess.
Was House of M any good? Did you like House of M?
I did.
I disliked it.
I didn't read all the other side stories, but the main book I did like. Marvel is returning to the wasteland, and they're kind of picking off... Old Man Logan by doing an Old Man Hawkeye book. I'm not sure who's going to write it, but it takes place 5 years prior to the events of Old Man Logan, before Clint Barton reunites with Logan, and takes place before he's blind, but like in this book, he's losing his vision. If you read this book, it's really awesome, so I'm kind of looking forward to that one. Other news, anything good?
That's all I got.
That should be about it.
Let's talk quickly about the groundbreaking news that 21st Century Fox might be selling to Disney.
They're not. They were in talks, and then those talks fell through.
It didn't fall through, because this news is more recent, that they're picking the pen back up, and they're in kind of new negotiations.
What did this happen in the last 2 days? Because 2 days ago it
yesterday.
Said
yesterday, and some of this is from today. But it's nothing is for sure.
I wouldn't get my hopes up. And even if they do sell it, I would say that they're probably still going to keep the X-Men separate from the Marvel Universe, but they'll try to incorporate the Fantastic Four into the MCU.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Is that a good thing, though, or is it a bad thing?
I don't know. I've always wanted all these to go back to Marvel.
I think they even like I was saying, even if they
Fantastic
Marvel,
Four, yes, I talked to Cole about this.
If Marvel gets the rights to it, they could use Fantastic Four, but the X-Men movie franchise is so big on its own that bringing it into the MCU right now would be a little weird. Ridiculous, because then you'd have to explain two Scarlet Witches, two Quicksilvers. You know, they have their own better, more popular version of Quicksilver, but then this Quicksilver died.
No, what they could do is branch off Deadpool.
That's possible.
Keep Deadpool and restart the X-Men. New characters,
I don't
everything.
Think they will, though. They've made so many references to the X-Men universe in Deadpool about McAvoy or Stewart being Professor
That's
X.
That's fine, but Colossus, Deadpool is Deadpool, you know? Like,
he's his own guy.
Yeah, and why not?
Yeah.
Or just keep Deadpool where it's at and incorporate it somehow. I don't know. I don't really see any point at this time, but yeah. All right.
I don't
Moving
know.
On.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not getting my hopeless.
Basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. The sports be cold. Don't shit your shorts. It's just cold on sports. Golf is not a sport.
So I just got out of a card game with my mom, my pop, my grandma, my brother, and my brother's girlfriend. And there's money on the line.
How much?
Like, after I paid in $1, $5 more.
Nice.
And I won. And the whole time my little cousins were talking garbage to me, saying that my brother Shay was going to win. They're like, Shay's going to win. We want Shay to win. Shay's going to win. So then I started talking garbage back. I was like, I'm going to get all that money. I'm not going to buy you anything.
Ooh, that's money in the bank.
And I did win. It was awesome.
Cool.
I got five extra dollars that I didn't have.
There you go.
I'm going to Hardee's after this because I'm hungry as shit.
You're not going to Space Aliens, huh?
Fuck that.
Well, he might get a pizza, or he might not. You never know.
I wanted to get something I was going to enjoy. So.
Sweet.
Yeah, all right. So the other thing last night was some UFC fight on Fox Sports 1.
Yes.
You guys actually came down to where I was watching it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hey, you're here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm always fucking here. And then we watched a couple of fights together. Which ones?
The Robert?
We watched
Sanchez.
Diego Sanchez versus Matt Brown.
God damn, and then the fucking TV got all fucky because they were trying to interject a press conference
right
or something.
Right at the very end of the fight, right as Matt Brown is just about to knock out Diego Sanchez, the UFC cut away from the fight to a conference room where the press conference was going to be after the event. And then the fight was over, and then they tried to rewind it back to the finish. And then they just cut to commercial.
Yeah, fucking sucked.
So we didn't get to see the finish. We knew who won because they showed Matt Brown walking around like, and the other guy laid out on the floor.
Look at it.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at my elbow.
And Taylor's like, oh, he's pointing to his elbow. He must have elbowed him. And it's like, shut up, Taylor. We fucking get that. And then they did show the knockout in slow motion. And it was pretty badass. Yeah. He just fucking made that dude eat the mat. It's crazy. And then they left. Who fought next? It was Anthony Pettis and Dustin Poirier. That fight was fucking crazy. The first match was it was mostly standing up. Poirier did take him down for a little bit. He elbowed a gash open on Pettis's face so bad that they stopped the fight.
Really?
just to see if the doctors would allow him to continue.
Yeah,
and the doctors decided he could continue, and they finished that round, cleaned up the blood from his face a little bit. Second round happens. Poirier opens up the cut on his face again. Poirier's beating his ass, and then Poirier left his arm out. It was pretty amateurish.
Uh-huh.
Pettis put him in a triangle choke, and it was tight. And I was like, oh, fight's over. Pettis is going to win. And Poirier somehow punched his way out, which you don't normally punch your way out of a triangle. He punched his way out of it, took Pettis' back, and was going for a rear naked choke. Pettis somehow wound up on Poirier's back. They stand up. They started fighting some more. They go back down to the ground. Poirier has him in a body lock from behind. Mm-hmm. And as Pettis tries to get out of the body lock and get so he's not facing the back, so that he is now just on the ground but facing Poirier so he can defend a little bit better. When he did that, he popped his rib. And, like, he lost the fight due to a submission. Well, they called it a technical knockout, but he submitted to a body lock, which is incredibly rare.
It's like he's just hugging him and he broke his rib?
He had his legs wrapped around one around his body like this. And you can do that normally to just, like, make somebody feel uncomfortable, but it never really...
Wow.
Like, it squeezes the air out of him, but it never breaks a rib or pops a rib out of place. It was insane. It was like watching a scripted match in the WWE, but it wasn't.
Wow.
You guys left about 20 minutes too soon.
Damn it.
Maybe 15 minutes too soon.
Oh, well.
But that was probably the coolest fight I've seen all year.
Hmm. All right. That's
sports.
I don't think I have anything for sports.
No. Nope. Okay. On wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yes, sir. We promised you a great main event here tonight. Classic makeup
champions. WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is running wild.
WrestleMania.
What?
Not a world is watching.
Hey, it's was finally we could hear it this time. It's pretty awesome. Cole, what the hell happened in wrestling? Lots of stuff, huh?
We have new tag team champions.
The Bar.
The Bar. They beat, I don't know, The Shield.
Oh, yeah. Well, the two-thirds of The Shield.
Yeah, they beat The Shield after interference from The New Day. Apparently, Roman Reigns is coming back next week, and we're going to see The New Day versus The Shield at SummerSlam. AJ Styles is the new SmackDown World Champion after he beat Jinder Mahal.
That is crazy.
That was crazy as shit.
At a SmackDown live event.
In the UK.
In the UK.
So.
Insanity.
Some people knew that he was going to win ahead of time because they pre-taped it.
Yes.
It's called SmackDown Live, but they pre-taped it.
Right.
And so some people knew, but I didn't actually know that. I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a pretty good match from what I saw.
It was a very good match. It made me question if, like, Jinder has just been working with people who kind of suck. I mean, okay, he went up against AJ Randy Orton, right?
Well,
Randy
I've never been a fan, and
Randy
a lizard.
Is kind of boring,
a lizard,
and so Jinder isn't gonna be very exciting going up against him,
right?
I don't care what you say. I don't think Shinsuke Nakamura is that fucking impressive.
He's okay,
and. Jinder's match against him was okay. It was better than the one against Randy.
Sure.
Wasn't great. But then he goes up against somebody who has talent.
Right.
But that's the problem with AJ is AJ always makes everybody look good.
Oh.
So I couldn't tell if it was AJ making him look good or if Jinder was just kind of rising to the occasion of I finally have somebody who doesn't suck that I get to have a match
right.
with.
Right. So Survivor Series, we're going to see a different lineup now. We're going to see... Jinder Mahal, AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar, and as well as The Bar versus The Usos, which you said you're pretty excited for.
That's going to be the best match.
I think it's definitely
going to be the best match, unless Jey Uso actually is injured. I couldn't tell if that was work or a shoot, but I don't think Jey Uso really is injured.
Right.
He did that thing where his leg went underneath him and it looked disgusting, but I think he planned that out.
Could be.
It was really weird looking. It was very gross.
And then we've got our boy John Cena.
I'm not happy about
showing
that.
Up for the SmackDown Live now.
He doesn't qualify. Rusev loses a shot to be doing something awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. The whole thing about everybody had to have a qualifying match except for John Cena just gets to walk in. It's kind of an unfair sort of thing.
The way it goes.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn getting sent home?
Yes, I did. They got sent home for acting like not professionals.
Yes, did you know what happened?
Yeah, they were supposed to get beat up more before leaving the room.
You're supposed to get your ass kicked
you
a little more.
You're supposed to look like pussies. don't not look like pussies.
And then they got kicked out of the, well, not locker room, but they got sent home from the tour. So we're going to see, you were talking about how they were potentially going to keep the title on Jinder through the India tour, but that's not going to happen now. But
he's going up against Triple H. That's going to be weird.
We won't see it, so it's okay. But
I would have been cool with seeing it. I would have liked to see Triple H. Okay, Chris Jericho is going to be on that thing in Japan.
Yep. The new Japan.
And Triple H just showed up in like some indie show out of nowhere. So what the fuck is going on with WWE and the wrestlers? They're just letting them go to like independent promotions.
Which is kind of weird. Which is really weird, actually.
And it's like big wrestlers too, big names. Triple H, Chris Jericho. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's cool.
And then this week also aired the 30 for 30 documentary.
The Ric Flair one. I didn't Nature get to Boy. See it. Was it awesome?
Fantastic.
I heard a lot of people saying that they didn't think the timing was good because of all the sexual harassment stuff. And then they're talking about how Ric Flair is basically a sexual deviant. But yeah, being a deviant isn't as bad as being a person who is like, you know, just harassing people and whipping his dick out and raping people.
That's true.
You know, being a dude who fucks a lot of people and jerks off way too many times, you know,
but
that's okay.
He was talking about how much he drank.
Yeah.
And I think he still does.
10 beers a day and 5 mixed alcohol drinks at least.
Yeah.
That's crazy. To me, I'm like, I'm about 12. So.
Every day, though.
Every day.
Every day.
Close, not every day.
And I'm sure, like, I don't know. But no, it was really interesting. I wouldn't say there's not a newfound respect for the guy, but there's definitely like an eye opening.
I can understand why he acted like the way he did sometimes.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I was about to throw down because we were watching this and I'm like, if these assholes don't bring up TNA, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
They did, didn't they?
They not very much, but they sort of talked about how he retired from WWE.
And then he went and wrestled some matches. Right. He kind of had broke. To. He was broke as fuck.
Right. So, I don't know. Quite the man.
Quite the man.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Sure. Just remember that.
All right. Well,
beat off the man.
We're going to go from celebrities who are nearly dead to celebrities who have died.
All right.
I like this song.
Me too. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers, right? I think that's a different song you're singing.
Oh, sorry.
So, Cole, who's dead?
I forgot this guy's name. I didn't care.
John Hillerman.
That's the one.
Died at 84. He was an actor from Magnum P.I. and Chinatown.
He was like in 158 episodes of Magnum P.I. He was Howard Johnson in Blazing Saddles. You know, everybody in the town, their last name was Johnson.
Oh, right.
Okay. But Howard Johnson, I think he ran the ice cream shop.
Nice.
Howard Johnson's, they had one flavor, not 32 flavors. Then he was also in one of those Clint Eastwood movies I really liked. Which one was it? I don't fucking remember. But, yeah, he was always just kind of like a background character in the movies that he was in.
Right. Probably not Unforgiven.
No, it was not Unforgiven. It was one of the good ones before that. Great Plains Drifter. That's what he was in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bunch of those are on HBO I should watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this here is, what's this guy's name? John Mosley or something? Or Chuck Mosley?
Nobody knows. from Faith No More, the singer
Chuck Mosley. So this isn't fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers. Taylor is just trying to get a rise out of the listeners. But it's it was Faith No More. I don't think he actually sang this song. I think this was the song that they... this was a song that they recorded with a different singer.
Really? Well, that sucks.
Because they had kicked him out of the band.
Because he did drugs?
That, and he was beating people up in the band and guitar techs and or getting in fights with people in the band. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What is this song called? Epic?
Sounds right. Yeah, Epic.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure that he sang this song because this song was made in 1989. I think he was kicked out of the band in 1988.
So. Nick Keanu and I were driving from Bismarck to Minneapolis one time.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the trip, we're listening to Faith No More. And one of the songs was Surprise You're Dead.
Oh, yeah, you're telling
me. You told us this story a few times.
Tell the listeners.
And,
they've heard this story.
Oh, did I tell this on?
I don't think you
did. Go ahead, though. We've gotten a lot more listeners since the last time you played it.
So, I don't know why. Like, we're 18, And I wrote on a sheet of paper, "Surprise, you're dead." And then we drove past somebody, and I just put it up in the window as we passed them. "Surprise, you're dead." I don't know why. We just kept on driving and laughing. Thought it was hilarious. We stop in Fargo. We get gas, and then we move on. And we get hungry. We stop in Minnesota, Alexandria. Stop at a McDonald's. We get some food. We hang out inside for a while. And then we see a bunch of cop cars outside.
This is perfect.
And we're like, what the hell? Like, look at all those cops out there. Like, whoa, what if they're for us? That'd be crazy, you know? We kind of laugh about it and stuff. And then we finish our burgers and whatnot. And the cops are gone at this point. We go outside and we get in the car. And we start to back up. And these cops pull out from fucking everywhere, left and right side, and then they just surround us, and they all get out of the cars and they start yelling at us, and they're like, "Driver, put your hands on the steering wheel. Passenger, put your hands up on the dashboard. Keep them up, blah blah blah," and just yelling at us. And like, one of them has their gun drawn, the other one like comes up, he's got his hand on his gun, and he's walking up to the car and he's yelling at us to keep our hands up.
Yeah.
And he opens the car. He's like, "Step out, blah, blah, blah." And I think Nick gets out first, and then I get out and put our hands on the car, and we get patted down and pulled away. They start searching the car. They pull out this crumpled piece of paper that says, "Surprise, you're dead." Anyway, they explain to us that a woman had seen us threaten her with, you know, that sheet of paper, and then saw us again in Fargo at the same gas station filling gas, and then called the cops, and then we kept going, and then that's when they found the car, which he had, like, this old Chevelle. It was, like, mint green with black stripes, you know, pretty easy to fucking find. I don't know. It was crazy, you know, you're 18 years old, first time like heading toward the big city. Yeah.
And you
surprise, you're dead. Faith No More.
Here it is.
Yeah.
May the guy rest in peace, huh, Cole?
Yeah, this is the right guy, I think. This is Chuck Mosley. The other guy who sang Epic, that was Mike Patton.
Ah.
So.
All right.
Did he also do
I'm just going to stare at you blankly until it gets uncomfortable.
He did do that one.
Yeah. Weinstein.
We watched some TV this week, or somebody did.
Cool.
His name is Cole.
All right. Yeah. So the Orville actually got into... they also had timing issues with all the sexual harassment shit going on.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Because this alien came onto the ship and it had pheromones that was making people horny as shit and wanted to have sex with them, or just want to have sex with whoever had those pheromones on him. So it was like people wanting to have sex basically kind of against their wills and stuff.
But
it was...
Was it?
It was a decent episode, but Rob Lowe was in a blue alien...
Yes!
Rob Lowe was in a blue alien costume, and even under that blue alien makeup, I know he was supposed to be a little unlikable, but not right away. Every time, I'm just like, oh, he just still comes off as a smug asshole, even if you can't see his face.
He was in Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Was he smug in that, though? He's kind of a badass.
He was a dick in it.
Yeah, he was.
He always just seems like a real smug piece of shit. Is it his voice? What is it?
I don't know.
What is it about Rob Lowe that makes me want to hit him?
I think you are the poor man's Rob Lowe, and you're pissed off about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
You just have weird theories all the time. They don't really pan out.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Have you seen The Outsiders?
Yeah, I've seen The Outsiders.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, because he's in it very little.
I think we should get Tyrone.
Less is more.
Slapshot?
He was in that Slapshot.
Which one was he in? That was the hockey movie.
I don't know. He wasn't in Slapshot.
No, he was not.
No? It's a different one then.
I don't know which one he was in.
Hmm. I'll find out.
Mighty Ducks, and that you're thinking of Emilio Estevez.
No. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. But yeah,
and he's the brother of the guy that raped that one kid at 13 years old, right?
Harvey Weinstein?
Weinstein.
I don't know, dude.
Everybody's.
We don't have to keep coming back to sexual harassment every fucking 10 minutes.
Yes, we do.
Anyway, so The Gifted was on. That guy who, like, Thunderbird, the Thunderbird character, John.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out that he was kind of charged by the X-Men, by Professor X or whoever was in charge to become a leader in the mutant resistance.
Cool.
They don't really flash back to it or anything. They just kind of mention it in passing. I was like, oh, I really hope they kind of get into that a little later.
Yeah.
In Gotham, probably the funniest thing I've seen all month long was Solomon Grundy rips a dude's arm off in front of a crowd and starts beating him with it. And the crowd starts chanting, "Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself."
What the fuck?
I was laughing so goddamn hard. And yeah, I don't know. Inhumans is still on.
That's it. It's on. Just on.
It was all right. Did you special.
Did you catch South Park this week?
Did they have a new one?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know. I don't think I did.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
All right. What do you guys got for TV?
I got kind of a game review, but it ties in with TV.
Okay.
And I don't know if you play games on your phone at all.
No.
Elijah does. Did you download the game I suggested?
No, I didn't. I should.
South Park has a new game called The Phone Destroyer.
Okay.
Okay? And it's a kind of an RPG, kind of real-time strategy type game. It is fucking hilarious.
All right.
Just unbelievably hilarious. Like, you'll be playing the game, and as you progress through the levels, you'll actually get FaceTime calls from the characters.
All right.
Like, your phone will start ringing, and you got to answer the call and talk to them. It's awesome. It's just hilarious. Great. Just check it out. Check it out. Phone Destroyer. Download it now. Download it now. It's awesome.
Cool.
Love it.
I'm going to check that out.
All right.
You know what, guys? No. I don't think Rob Lowe was in a hockey movie at all. I'm trying to look it up.
What was he in then?
He was in other stuff.
St. Elmo's Fire.
You're right, yeah.
He's Tommy Boy.
Demi Moore's Vagina.
Was he? You fucker?
I think so.
You.
I think if you have.
Didn't Ashton Kutcher for a while?
Yeah, he did.
Ugh.
He did Kutcher. I don't know what that means, but he did it.
He Kutched her good.
All right. Any more TV, or are we going to move on to movies?
Let's do some movie reviews, or a movie review.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this grand illusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
We didn't play this song last week, did we?
Maybe.
Did we have a movie review last week?
Yeah, you guys did Thor, which I saw this week.
We can all talk about Thor now, I guess.
But, Thor, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Firstly, the movie I saw this week was called Snowman.
Yes, I want to see this.
Starring Michael Fassbender.
Uh-huh.
And
Taylor talked to me on the phone about it for just a little bit and made me feel like maybe you don't want to see this.
Definitely not in the theater. Also, Val Kilmer was in this.
Okay.
Out of left field. Like, he is in the credits. I'm like, whoa, Val Kilmer? I haven't seen him in forever.
Wait. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, at the beginning credits?
Yeah. So he put on a bunch of weight, apparently.
Uh-huh.
But he got throat cancer. So he took a bunch of weight off. And I don't think his voice or his throat was ready because they dubbed his voice
what?
In this movie. Yeah. Fucking bizarre. He looked fucked up. His voice didn't match. And it was like, it was one of those things where he didn't even need to be in the movie. Right? They could have cast anybody as this guy and it would have been just fine. So here I'm just distracted through the whole movie wondering what happened to this guy. What's wrong with him? Why does his voice sound fucky?
Hmm.
It was weird. Just bizarre. The movie is a slow burner. That's how I would describe this.
Hold on. Elijah, if I tell you the name of the hockey movie, will you stop playing with your phone?
Yeah, probably.
It's called Young Blood, and it got bad reviews.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
Definitely not Slap Shot. So anyway, I don't know about this. I don't know about this movie. It was, I would say, you know the funny parts in movies are always in the preview sometimes?
Okay, yeah.
The best parts of this movie were in the previews for sure.
Okay, so it was like Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Like the best parts of the movie.
But I've never gone to like a thriller where that's the case.
Yeah, that would be really weird. Like all the stuff you want to be thrilled by, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Hmm. Yeah, it was just really slow paced and it was just like, and the payoff wasn't worth it. You know, it was like, oh, he's the killer? I don't know. Had Jane Jonah Jameson in it.
Cool.
What's that actor's name?
He's a good actor.
Why do you ask things? He's gonna go look it up,
and then I'll get back to you in like 10 minutes.
Right. I don't know. He was in it too. He was all right. And then the lead actress, she was good too.
J.K. Simmons.
That's the one. Okay, good. That's the one. But anyway, I don't know. I'm gonna give this one like 2 out of 5. Just,
wow.
It was just slow. Very slow.
Just and less than mediocre.
Right. And it's not that slow is a bad thing. It's just, you know, let there be a payoff at the end of it. If you are going to move that slowly, let there be a payoff.
So I don't go see
How about
it.
That Toby Jones?
Toby Jones?
Yeah. This guy here.
Yeah.
He was in Captain America. He played, I don't know, whatever that
He's
character
much of
was.
He's BBC shit.
He was the computer program
right.
in Captain America.
What is he? Is he like a...
That was like MODOK.
Yeah, no, I mean Toby Jones.
He's a dwarf.
Like, is he a dwarf? I don't know.
Maybe he's
I
an
can't
elf.
Tell.
I think he's an elf.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's like a cross between an elf and whatever Warwick Davis is.
All right.
A midget?
I don't know.
Dude, did you see the... you guys went to Thor, so you saw the preview for a movie called Wonder. Has a little kid in it. He's got a face that's either burnt or scarred or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
right?
It's the kid from Room.
All right.
Pretty good actor.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Not the room.
From Room.
But
starring Brie Light.
It's like, okay, it stinks that the little kid's face is all scarred up, but his dad is Owen Wilson. You could look like that instead.
Wow.
Wow.
I just wanted to take a dig at Owen Wilson.
Right.
That's no wonder your kid looks fucked up, Owen. Jesus. And you fuck Julia Roberts. I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect your kid to come out looking like?
Don't talk shit about Julia Roberts.
You had
a lot worse 80s ladies and 90s ladies on your top 10 list.
Oh, she should have definitely been on that list.
On either one of them.
God, she's good looking.
You actually think so, huh?
Really? I'm surprised he's not disgusted in scrubbing out his brain because he thought about her. So Thor was, I went and seen that.
Yeah.
Taylor was right. Had they not shown the Hulk in the trailers, I would have liked the movie about quite a bit. I would have liked it quite a bit better. If that would have been a surprise, I would have just been, my mind would have been blown.
Right.
I'd have been pretty happy. I didn't like the Rock guy as much as you guys did. I was like, oh, okay, he's funny, but Elijah told me all of his funniest jokes.
Oh, right.
He looks dumb. Yeah, I didn't think he looked very good and stuff. They actually, the Rock guy in Thor 2 looked better than this Rock guy. It was weird.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a little bit. He was way bigger too in Thor 2.
Yeah. He looked more menacing and.
Yeah. What about Odin's eye patch?
I did not know what the hell Taylor was talking about.
I didn't either. Okay.
Taylor's like, oh, yeah, it's a CGI eye patch. And then we're like, you were like, no, it wasn't. And then Taylor's like, well, you seen it on a bad movie screen. It's like, I don't know. I think Taylor's wrong.
Where did you go?
I went to the Grand. Not to the Grand. I went to the
Dirt Mall.
Dirt Mall. Oh, that's a story in itself.
You went to the Dirt Mall too, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I went to the new, like I said, this was like top of the line.
On the grand screens, it looks just fine.
No, on the grand, they've got laser
projector. On the Carmike screens.
Right, but they have laser projector at the grand now, as well as Dolby Atmos, whatever their bullshit. It's like the top of the line, I guess. But anyway,
I don't know. I thought it looked just fine.
Dirt Mall,
man. I got, first of all, I showed up on time, which I always tell myself, don't show up on time. Because then you got to sit through 20 minutes of previews. You always show up 15 to 20 minutes late, you know?
Sure.
But the cool thing about showing up on time was I had all these seats to pick from. And I found the right seat. I was like, that's the seat. And that's where I want to sit. And I sit down and I put my right foot down and it's awesome. And I put my left foot down and whoosh, it slides forward and kicks the chair in front of me. There's butter all over the floor, right? So I was like, fuck. So I move over to the left seat next to it, right? And I sit in that seat, and the thing just collapses, and the front of the chair hits the ground, and I almost slide out of the chair, right? Then I move over to two seats over to my right. So, like, the original seat, one seat over to the right, right? And I'm like, this is just weird, and now there's some girl sitting in front of me. So I go back to the seats behind me.
The butter seats.
No, to the next row back, and I find the seat that I want, and I sit down in it, and there's no cup holder, and there's a sharp thing digging into my arm. God damn it. So on my fifth try, I finally found a seat that I could sit in, which was one seat over to the left that I from where I wanted to be.
What which theater was it in, or which?
Number four, I think, maybe number five.
So it wasn't the big one. Number eight?
No, it was not the big one. It was like four or five. I think it was number five.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe they're doing the 3D showing in the bigger one. I don't know. That's funny.
Yeah, they had a 3D showing starting an hour later than.
But I don't know. So Colden seemed too impressed with it.
No. I liked the movie. Don't get me wrong. But they could have done that better by not showing the Hulk in the trailers. And you were right there for it being Ragnarok. Like, this is the end of Asgard as we know it.
Right.
And it's just kind of like. It doesn't seem all that urgent. I knew
everybody on the ship.
First of all,
go.
There's a guy named Scourge. I wonder if he's going to be bad or not. And then
know.
He turns out bad, and you're like,
yeah,
you're
bad,
like,
but
you're
bad-ish. Like,
you're
not as bad as he is.
You know he's not going to stay that
right.
way. You're
yeah.
just like, oh, okay, they're already trying to make him look like he doesn't agree with what she's doing.
And what I also wanted to talk about, and I couldn't, is his friends, okay? So the three, the warriors, three or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Just fucking pfft, wiped off.
Two of them
much.
Gone right away, and Lady Sif isn't even in it.
Right.
Which is weird. Why wouldn't they have Lady Sif in it? She's been in. She's the only one other than Sam Jackson who has been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all. Like, they use her in there quite a few times. I think like two or three different times.
They probably didn't want to kill her off.
Yeah. And then his mom.
Oh, snap.
What? Well,
I don't know who's just, mom. I just
Thor's
you said
mom.
His mom, so I'm just...
like not in it at all. And in Thor and Thor: The Dark World, and then no mention of her, which like she was kind of sort of integral to Loki and his relationship, sort of. You know, it's like right. I mean they had both kind of had her. But she's not, like, in it, not mentioned or anything. And then, like, everyone's dead. It's like, they're not wondering, like, what about Mother? I don't know.
The other one thing that really bothered me, and this is why I think you guys are so dumb for sticking around for the credit scenes.
Like, how dare you.
I didn't stick around for the credit scenes, but I did watch the credit scenes on Doctor Strange because I watched it on Netflix and I could just fast forward through.
Right.
So, Doctor Strange, I watched those credit scenes and the whole thing was him talking to Thor about Loki being on Earth and all this stuff, right? So, like, why even include that in the Doctor Strange movie if you're going to use all of that information in that exact same scene and put it in the Thor movie? So now I'm just sitting there thinking, I got to rewatch this again.
Recognition. Well, recognition.
Not really.
I've seen this before.
But when you watched that, didn't it get you kind of excited?
In Doctor Strange?
Well, so you didn't watch it before, never mind.
I watched it, I seen it in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And then I seen it the exact same thing again, they just added a little bit more
right,
to it. But
right.
it's like, what's the point of even putting it in
true,
Doctor Strange?
True, yeah.
You know? And I really did like the movie, but you know how I said I'll give up on a movie like that?
Uh-huh.
I almost just walked out like towards the very end just because it was like a 2-hour, 9-minute movie. And I'm like, I showed up on time and I sat through half an hour worth of credits and I didn't want to be there anymore.
Showed up on time and it should have started.
So like, I just didn't want to be there. It was like, by the time it was over, I'd been there for 2.5 hours and I almost just left. And I wasn't even mad about the movie. I just don't like being at the theater.
Maybe if you went to a better theater, Cole, you'd be...
This is the theater that you like the best, you big dick.
Big dude.
Now my question is who do we see at the end of that movie? What ship is that? That's got to be the Guardians.
That's Thanos.
Yeah, I read online that was Thanos. I didn't stick around and watch.
I assumed it was Thanos. I couldn't bring that up.
I don't care what anybody's saying. I'm gonna say it's the Guardians.
No, it's not the Guardians.
Is the ship way bigger than their ship?
Yeah.
Then it's not the Guardians because they got a regular size ship that's kind of small.
Okay. Right.
Is this the next installment of the series? Is the
we have Black Panther, okay. And then
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Because they started playing the Justice League trailers, and I was like, oh, I'm out. And I just got up and left the theater for a while and came back. And then, then they played the Black Panther thing, and I was like, I don't care. So I just stuck around.
You watched it, though?
I watched it.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I can't remember barely anything from it.
What do you think the patrons at the theater thought of Cole standing up and walking to like five different seats?
I don't give a fuck about those people. I don't know them. Yeah, I don't care. It's like when people are like, I don't want to do karaoke. I'm embarrassed. It's like, I don't know these fucking people. I'll do whatever I want. I'll say it. I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Right on.
Cool. I'm going to sign you up for karaoke then.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll sign you back up yourself.
Cool.
Have you sing Celine Dion and shit.
I can do it. Yeah. I'll do it right now.
All
right. Give me some music. Yo, DJ, spin that shit.
Yeah, that's not...
No? Should we not do... We'll do karaoke for games sometime.
We should do that. Maybe Christmas games.
Cool.
All right. Definitive opinion on everything. I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
Ooh.
Are you playing Goldberg's music?
Yeah.
Is this top 10 wrestling themes?
No. This is, Goldberg's catchphrases, right?
It's who's next.
All right. That's the list for this week is who's next.
Oh, for dead people.
No. Sexual.
Sexual assault. I'm surprised Andy Dick isn't on that list already.
You know what? I think he had something.
Yeah, already. He already had something come out against him.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to add him to that list.
David Spade, then.
Number 10, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, sure.
Definitely. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I've seen, in the last couple of weeks, I've seen like some older interviewers. The interview was about Norm MacDonald making fun of Carrot Top, which was really funny. But the chick on the chick who was in the movie with him was saying how sweet he was and stuff, and he's a very nice guy. So I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Number 9, John Malkovich.
John Malkovich, huh?
Yeah, he's dead. It's definitely.
We'll see what happens here.
He's next. Number 8, Cole. This one's gonna hit close to home for you. Vince McMahon.
He's already been accused of shit, but I don't know. That's always been settled, so I don't know.
Yeah, you might be right. I wouldn't be surprised.
Number 7, Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, definitely.
I farted in an elevator once, and then like it opened. I came out. Rob Schneider's right there. I was like, "Oh, hey, good show." And he was like, "Thanks, man." And he went right in the elevator.
Rob Schweitzer
sucked up my fart. It was hilarious.
There you go. Why did you purposely go see Rob Schneider?
Who's next?
Because there's better things to waste your money on, dude.
I totally do.
Number 6. We're going to go with director this time. James Cameron.
Yeah.
I could see it.
I probably would have put him on my list, too. Either James Cameron or...
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one.
Right.
Number 5. Another director. Just because his daughter, I think.
Okay.
Ron Howard.
I don't know.
You think he would sexually harass someone because he's got a daughter?
No, I don't know.
What the fuck, dude? That's some weird fucked up logic.
I think if anything, Ron Howard would be the accuser. QZ.
Oh, I suppose he... Okay, maybe that's what I meant.
No, that's not what you meant.
Here you go, Cole. This one's for you.
Okay.
I did add this one because he did mention it. I'm like, God damn, this guy's a fucking creep. Rob Lowe.
Okay, no so you way. Were doing this list as we were doing the podcast?
I crossed one out. I'm like, I'm throwing Rob Lowe.
Oh, so
on
that's
the
new honorable mention?
Sure.
Yeah, Rob Lowe's an asshole. He was it wasn't his brother who got in trouble. It was him for getting in trouble for videotaping himself having sex with a 16-year-old.
Rob Lowe. Was he in Slapshot?
Yeah, that guy. I don't know. Why don't you look it up and try to find
out? I will. I'll get back to you in 10 minutes.
Next one. Another director. Rob Reiner.
You think so? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think he's pretty wholesome.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Next one.
Russell Crowe.
Rob Reiner. Maybe.
Maybe.
He definitely spit on a chick.
Really?
Yeah. She was being an asshole, but I mean, he still did it.
So that's fucked up.
What number yet?
Number one.
Oh. What's your honorable mention for the one you crossed out earlier?
How about Clint Eastwood?
There you go. Clint Eastwood.
Nah.
How about Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill?
I could see that. Why not? What was your honorable mention, though?
Leonardo
Dana White. There's been shit about him, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
With I don't know, with all these ladies and stuff?
Dana White, that's your number one?
No.
Oh.
Number one, I was going to say Hugh Hefner.
You can't really, that if they're dead, I don't know. It doesn't work out.
You don't think so?
Because they have
to be alive? Fine, Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. I don't know. It's weird when they're dead because then it's like
who
like
gives also, a shit?
Not who gives a shit, but like then they can't really stand up for themselves. Also, like the people coming forward and saying, "Oh, this person raped Corey Haim."
Right?
Like, well, Corey Haim can't back you up on that. Right. Like, why would you even bring it up now?
You know what's weird is George Takei got lumped into this, but Shatner didn't.
Like, right?
What the fuck?
You know, Shatner was fucking like. If you want to, I can't do a good Shatner. Give me a good Shatner.
It's more like a Shitner.
Shit. Give me a Shitner.
I can't do it. I can't do him.
You can't do him?
Life finds a way.
That was Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Same movie.
All right. That's any final words or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay, no. Then.
I think this is a good place to wrap it all up.
For Comic Can Koozie, I'm Cole Wise.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings.
Peace.